Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wisconsin has a fascinating race underway for Supreme Court justices, and the results could have nationwide implications, including within the House of Representatives. Also, Mike Pence has been ordered to testify before the grand jury in the Jack Smith federal inquiry. Joining us to make sense of both these issues is John Rothman. John Rothman is a presidential scholar. He's a political analyst, an historian, and an author. And John, thank you so much for joining us. Let's start with the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Talk with us a little bit about what that election is and what kind of an impact that could have potentially nationally.
All right, let's point out, first of all, I'm glad to be with you, Pat. The election will take place on April 4th. It is theoretically a nonpartisan election, but in fact, it is very partisan. You have two candidates who are running. The Democrat, and by the way, remember, on the ballot, they're not identified as Democrat or Republican. But the Democrat is Janet Protasiewicz. She is a local judge and, frankly, a solid Democrat. And the Republican running is Dan Kelly, who is a former justice of the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And there are two major things at stake here. One is, as you rightly pointed out, reapportionment and the question of control of the state legislature. But the other underlying issue is the right of a woman to choose. You should know, and our listeners should know, that $37 million have already been spent. And there are 8 days to go. God knows what's going to happen in the remaining days. And Kelly, the Republican, has raised and spent $2.2 million, and the Democrat has raised $12.4 million.
Wow.
$8 million, by the way, has come from the Democratic Party. So this is a real battle for the soul of the Democrats. Remember that the governor of the state of Wisconsin is a Democrat, Tony Evers. And that's unusual because the Republicans control the state legislature, and they seem to have a lock on everything. But if they lose in this effort to get Kelly onto the Supreme Court, well, I'm going to tell you, the whole bag of worms opens, and it's very possible the Democrats will be able to make major impact.
So we have to pay attention to Wisconsin politics right now. And then, John, there's former Vice President Mike Pence. He has been ordered to testify. Tell us what and where, where he's going to be testifying to and where this is going to happen.
Well, will it happen? He's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court to stop it. At least that's my best guess. He said today he's reviewing his options. If you read Mike Pence's book, it is a scathing indictment of Donald Trump, absolutely scathing. And if, in fact, there is more, we'll hear about it. The important thing about this case is that it proves that a former vice president is not above the law. Now, there are things he will not be forced to testify about if they had to do with his actual performance of duties, but they're talking about what happened between Donald Trump and Mike Pence before and after January 6th. And if you recall, then President Trump, on the ellipse, called on January 6th for Mike Pence to do his duty and save the Trump-Pence administration. So this is really going to be a fascinating moment. Donald Trump is not having a good week. And all the way around, this is a critical blow. For Mike Pence, it's an opportunity. Let's be clear. He's going to run for president. He's appearing at the Nixon Library in a couple of weeks. He's beginning to lay that groundwork. And what Mike Pence is really doing is separating himself from Donald Trump.
You know, one of the things that occurs to me is Mike Pence is a very religious man. He, just like Mitt Romney, would have a very difficult time, I think an impossible time, to lie under oath. If they take an oath on the Bible, they're going to tell the truth. So
what
will he reveal?
Well, I can't tell you what he'll reveal, but I'll tell you this. You hit on a core issue here. Mike Pence, whatever you think of his politics, is an extremely ethical, driven Christian. He's going to tell the truth. Remember that Mike Pence is not just speaking as a potential candidate for president and former vice president. He's also speaking to history. And I do not believe, in my heart of hearts, even though I'm not a fan of Mike Pence on many levels, that he would purposely lie or distort, because he understands that history is looking him square in the eye.
Well, and also his religiosity, because when you swear an oath on the Bible to God and you are as devoted a Christian as he is, I just can't imagine him lying, because I believe that he truly is, you know, devoted to his faith.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. John Rothman, it's just great talking with you, and we shall do it again very, very soon.
John, great pleasure, Pat. Thank you.
Thank you, John. John Rothman is a presidential scholar and a political analyst and historian, and he is also an author.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.